Well, I like to stand by my old way of cooking. I like the modern cooking, mm-hmm. but whenever I have my children, I cook a real old-time dinner. Mm-hmm. And there's 19 in my family now.
Wow.
And I have three children, two boys and one girl. And then when they come, I usually bake a ham, mm-hmm. have green beans and salads, hot cornbread muffins, hot biscuits, iced tea, and then we have a gala time. They all bring in what we call a cover dish mm-hmm. to supply what I've already cooked. And all my girls, I call my son's wives my girls because they're just like my girls. We have never had a misunderstanding in our family because we love one another and stick together. Mm-hmm. And my girls all are good cooks. My daughter is a girl that has five children. My son has two little girls, and the other son has a girl and a boy, and they are all established in what I would call a Christian home. Mm-hmm. And we do have a wonderful time when we get together.
I'm sure. How many children were in your family when you grew up?
11 children in my family. My mother had 11 children. Mm-hmm. 7 boys and 3 girls.
Mm-hmm. Where were you?
And we were all raised to love one another and never travel very much. We stayed home mm-hmm. and had home parties and home cooking. And she made old-fashioned gingerbread and homemade syrup candy and popcorn balls and peanuts parched and boiled. We had candy pullings for the young people in our mm-hmm. community. Mm-hmm. And families would get together in those days when I was a young girl. We all went to church. She took us to church. She had no way of traveling except by a survey buggy, or either if it was a beautiful day, she hitched up the old wagon, mm-hmm. a two-horse wagon. And we all went to Sunday school and church and came to cover dish lunch, and everybody stayed from 11 o'clock through the evening services, which was had before sundown. In those days, we had to feed hogs, draw water for the mules and horses out of a well, dug well.
How many people lived around you when you were gone?
We had a good community of people out in the country, about 5 miles from town. Mm-hmm. I think they settled community. It's just so wonderful to know, I just have to throw this in, that from those days until now, I lived in, through those days, and now I'm living in the modern age, which I live in a FHA home, mm-hmm. which I pay a low income rent because of my salary being so low. Mm-hmm. And I am very appreciative because I have earned my way up to the top.
That's good.
And I have a nice place to live through the FHA plan, mm-hmm. which is, I think, is wonderful for people mm-hmm. of my age.
It is. Mm-hmm.
My income is so low that my house payments are only $41 per month. But I have plenty and don't owe any debts and stay within a budget.
Mm-hmm. That's the
I have
trick.
To stay within
right.
a budget.
Right. That's something I'm trying to learn how to do, mm-hmm. but it's hard to.
Don't ever, and another thing I would like to advise you, to always read everything before you sign it.
Sure.
And don't overbuy till you find yourself in a bind or a strain. And then you get despondent and want to give up. If you just save your pennies and say, well, I'm saving these pennies to buy what I need, that's the advice I give you. It's been a pleasure having you in my home.
It's good.
And nice, I hope you'll be a successful person on your life's journey.
I hope so too. We'll see. Okay.